Tonight, we are going to be retelling the Christmas story with the help of any and all children who want to participate. So any kid who wants to participate, I want you to come forward now. The rest of you can remain seated as we sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful." But come on. Hi. We are getting ready for this production up here. It's really much funner up here than back there, but this is great. We got this all figured out, almost. Okay, so I see some other kids out there. If you want to participate, you can come on up. You don't have to, but you're still welcome to, and it's not as scary as it looks. But if you want to join in later, you can do that too. Okay, let's see if we got this straightened out here. Okay, so we have Mary, Joseph, and the donkey. Okay, you three are going back where Kelsey is. So head on back there. And then I need, who are my wise people? I think we had two wise people. Oh, that's right, those right there. Three wise people and a star. Christopher. And you guys, you're going, back there. Way back in that far corner. Yes. Yeah, by those, yes, exactly. Okay, and then we had sheep. Who are my sheep? Sheep. No shepherd yet? Okay, we're going to have sheep without a shepherd. That's also biblical, but, you know, we'll make it work. Okay, who's my shepherd person?
Right here.
Oh, okay. Go back over there with Kelly. Oh, oops, sorry. Okay, and then angels. Angels, right back there. Which of those do you want to be? An angel? You want to be a shepherd? Oh, good, that'd be perfect. Then we have a shepherd. Okay, so shepherds go
right over here.
Over here, shepherds. And then if I could have two older children-ish type who would like to do some reading and narrating for me, I can call on people. Revenge from confirmation. Oh, you get them. Oh, I don't want to read. I read all the time. Come on up. Anybody else want to read? Children of any age? Children of young at heartness? Okay, Kelly, come up. No, no, no. I'm sorry, Kelly. Jonathan, come on up. All right. Oh, while they're doing this, you're supposed to be singing, my friends. Sing that song. It's really hard to do this. Okay. What's that? 1 and 3. 2 and 4. So you guys come up here. Pop it on. Wait till it goes green.
At that time, Caesar Augustus, the king of Rome, ordered that everyone in the kingdom be counted. Quirinius was governor of Syria when this took place. Everyone had to travel to their family's hometown to be counted. So Joseph went from the town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem, which long ago had been the hometown of King David. Joseph went with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While Joseph and Mary were there in Bethlehem, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
Together and singing our little town of Bethlehem.
Outside the town of Bethlehem, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping over their sheep by night. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. The shepherds were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I am here to tell you about a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody. A Savior has been born in Bethlehem, a Savior who is Messiah and Master. This is what you're to look for, a baby wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, that one angel was joined by a huge choir of angels singing God's praises. Glory to God in heaven, and peace to all people on earth.
Together in singing, angels we have heard on high.
Thank you.
When the choir of angels went back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's get to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has told us about." They ran to Bethlehem as fast as they could and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the shepherds were amazed at what they heard. Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about what they might mean. The shepherds returned to their sheep and praised God for everything they had seen and heard.
At that time, wise men from the east came to King Herod in Jerusalem and said to him, "We saw a star that told us that a new king was born. Where can we find this new king? We would like to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was terrified. King Herod called his scholars and asked them, "Where is the new king supposed to be born?" They told him, "In Bethlehem." Then King Herod made a plan. He asked the wise men where the new king, he told the wise men where the new king was to be born. He asked them to go find this new king and then send word back to him so that he could visit this new king. So the wise men set off. The star they had seen before appeared and led them to baby Jesus. Once they arrived, they were full of joy and happiness. They entered the house and saw the baby Jesus in the arms of his mother Mary. The wise men fell to their knees and worshipped him. Then they took out the gifts they had brought, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. After this, they had a dream telling them not to tell King Herod anything. So they went back home by a different road.
Singing We Three Kings of Orient Are.
Thank you.
scar? You want to come down so we can all stop worrying about how that might end? So let's talk about this Christmas story real quick. It's all pretty quiet, isn't it? So God sent some angels to tell a few shepherds, and then a few wise men saw a star, and Mary and Joseph knew because they had a baby and the donkey was with them, of course. That's not very much noise and excitement and fanfare, is it? Jesus comes kind of quietly. Not everyone, I mean, all the people who lived around there, hardly any of them knew anything about it, unless the shepherds or the wise men told them. But there is baby Jesus, God coming to be one of us. And it was quiet, and a lot of people knew until others told them about it, until Jesus grew up and did his work. But this is what I want you guys to think about. Do you see God doing all kinds of things and all the time, all around you? We don't a lot, do we? I think sometimes we wish we did. We wish God would come down and just fix this pandemic, or God would come down and make sure there wasn't a storm. But for some reason, God often does work kind of quietly, kind of like Christmas. God doesn't put a big, you know, lightning in the sky and write in big letters, "God is here!" God just comes in a little tiny baby to two people who no one knew. And the angels told shepherds. Shepherds were like kids or people who couldn't do any other work. It was just, they were nobodies. And these wise men, you know, they came from far away. They weren't even from there. But God was at work. God was at work in the angels and the wise men and the shepherds, but most importantly in baby Jesus, but it was quiet. So when you guys wonder, where is God? Why doesn't God step in and just fix everything? I want you to remember that, and I don't know why, but God doesn't work like that very often. God works quietly. God works in people like you and me. God does God's best work through people like you and me, when we love each other and care for each other, when we share our food, when we just take care of each other. So I know sometimes it's so hard to see God in your lives, in your world, but I promise you, God is there in simple, quiet ways that we just take for granted a lot. So especially this Christmas season, open your eyes. And every time you see someone love someone else or care for someone else or do something kind for someone else, that's God at work. Because God not only came to us in Jesus, God is with us now. He's right here in all of us and all of them. And God will always be with us. Can you do me one favor now? This is my favorite part of this service, is when you guys sing the first verse of Away in a Manger. And some of you know this. If you don't, it's going to be up on the screen. But we'll just have the kids, you guys sing the first verse, and then the congregation will join in the other verses, okay? Okay.
Thank you.
thank the kids for sharing the story with us. Okay, you guys go back and get your costumes off. Thank you very much.